The opposition's announced another $9 billion in cuts should it win the election on Saturday. Most of that would come from slashing the growth rate of foreign aid spending. That would save $4.5 billion over the 4 years of the budget cycle. Most would then be funneled into infrastructure spending in Australia. Today's additional cuts, on top of what's already been announced, along with what the coalition terms modest adjustments for interest saved on reduced debt, bring the coalition's total tally in savings to $42 billion. The Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey has defended the decision to reduce foreign aid, saying Australia can only be a more generous nation when the economy is growing. The government has attacked the Costigs announcement, saying it lacks detail and that the coalition is trying to sneak its way into office. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
The coalition said in good time before election day it would reveal its cuts. This morning in Melbourne, about 40 hours from the polls opening on Saturday, a picture opportunity was organised with the three men handpicked to verify the coalition's savings measures. Peter Shergold, the former departmental head of the Prime Minister and Cabinet, Len Scanlon, Queensland's former Auditor General, and respected economist Jeff Carmody posed for the cameras with Joe Hockey. Peter Shergold.
I know we've seen every single document of yours that's gone into this. We've seen on an iterative basis all the stuff coming from the Parliamentary Budget Office. I'm sorry we're signing off this morning, but as you know, we were absolutely determined we were not going to sign off until we'd seen every single costed policy. I think it's been a really very good process.
At 2:30pm Eastern Time, the Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey and the Coalition's finance spokesman Andrew Robb held a news conference to announce their cuts. Journalists at the event were given 15 minutes to read the documents. The papers detailed $9 billion in additional cuts on top of the $31 billion revealed last week. Add in the interest saved on reduced debt, a total saving of $42 billion. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey.
We are going to cut the growth in foreign aid to pay for necessary infrastructure here in Australia. We need to do this to grow our economy. We can only be a more generous nation to the rest of the world if we have a strong Australian economy. And so we are reducing the growth in foreign aid by $4.5 billion over the forward estimates to fund essential infrastructure here in Australia.
The eight-page document detailed the Coalition's policy announcements line by line and listed government programs earmarked for axing and the value of each measure for each year over the four-year budget cycle. There were no details about forecasts or assumptions used to calculate each measure and no overall surplus or deficit forecasts. The most controversial decision is to reduce the growth in foreign aid spending by $4.5 billion. Labor's also used this strategy to reduce its spending during the last two budgets.
We can't continue to fund a massive increase in foreign aid at the expense of investment in the Australian economy to get the Australian economy to grow at trend and hopefully above trend growth. So we have to cut the growth in foreign aid to fund Australian infrastructure because the stronger the Australian economy, the more generous we can be in the future.
Most of the foreign aid money will be channelled into infrastructure and specifically road building in Australia, with money going to Melbourne's East-West Link, Sydney's West Connex and Brisbane's Gateway Motorway. In total, the Coalition says it'll spend $11 billion on infrastructure, with money from foreign aid and axing other infrastructure projects. The Coalition's finance spokesman, Andrew Robb.
The lies and the nonsense peddled about the policies and the costings by Mr Rudd and Mr Bowen and Ms Wong have been blown away by the release today of these coalition costings.
The coalition says every policy was costed by the Parliamentary Budget Office, and because they were submitted before the caretaker period kicked in, there's no obligation to publish the results. It's entirely within the rules that Parliament's approved. All up, the documents say the decisions will leave the budget bottom line better by $6 billion over the four-year cycle. But some of the debt reduction relies on parliamentary approval to abolish the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, which the Greens and the government say they won't pass. The Greens leader, Christine Milne.
To say that we would support infrastructure in Australia at the expense of the world's poorest people is shocking to behold. The very idea that we live in the Asia-Pacific region, where two-thirds of the world's poor live, the geopolitics of this century are going to be dominated by our region. We talk all the time about the need for building greater cooperation in the Asia-Pacific region, and how do we behave? We slash our commitment to foreign aid.
The document projects a saving of $1 billion through, quote, stopping the boats. But a footnote to that measure shows the coalition predicts arrivals will keep coming at a pace of 370 people a month by the end of next year. It's also rephasing $650 million of water buybacks. By the end of the press conference, Mr. Hockey was visibly sweating.
Sabra Lane.